thank God this morning. I say I thank God this morning. That mama and grandmama prayed for Eugene Stevens. I don't know about you, but they got down on their knees and had a little talk with the Lord. You see, when you have a little talk with the Lord, you'll make everything all right. And my witness is somebody up in here. When you can have a little talk with the Lord, sometimes he may not come when you want him to come. He may not come when you think he can come. But I know that when you talk to the Lord, everything is going to be all right. Have mercy this morning. Up in here, and you the Hoosier Baptist Church, I want to talk to you. Holy Ghost, have mercy on my soul. My soul is not happy because I think about the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for me. I will plant my feet on solid ground. And he's all right. I don't know about you, but we got to think here because Jesus and his disciples begin to sit at the table. And Jesus said, one of you going to betray me and one of you going to deny me. And he told Judas how to tell him. He said, whatever you do, do it quickly. He didn't let nobody know who was the one going to betray him. Because he wanted to write, because he was written of it, about what had happened. Only about the Jesus Christ, the son of prediction. He said, on in the 17th chapter of the book of Luke, and the 17th chapter of John, he said, on I kept all the commandments. I didn't lose nobody but the son of prediction. I lost him because of one word. I could have saved his behind too. Ain't God all right? Ain't God all right? All right. You can get me up in here. Somebody is going through something. But I'm trying to tell you, put it in the Lord's hand. And say, Lord, I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue. He is my mouth, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And he delivered me from all but my fears. And he comes down with me. With your own taste and see that the Lord is. Ain't he good this morning? Ain't he waking up this morning?
Sweet.
Yes. Sweet. Yes. See, I'm humming some scripture to everybody.
that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles very quickly to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse 12. And there is a message for the believers who may be going through some things, who may at this time be struggling and might find it a little difficult to give thanks and praise and glory the way that they ought to because of the greatness of their struggles. But I want to encourage you this morning, for in this text it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, that some strange thing happened unto you." And I just want to take the first two verses out of verse 13, and it says, "But rejoice." That's all. Be seated. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, from struggles to shouts. From struggles to shouts. I want you to help me encourage your neighbor. They might not be in a place where you are right now, might not have a smile on their face. Matter of fact, you can look at them and tell they're going through, but say, "Neighbor, we're going from struggles to shouts." Give God the glory. Peter is giving to the Gentile Christians, the converted Christians, a helpful, holy hint as to understanding the persecution that comes with being saved. Jews have historically been known as the most persecuted people on earth. One reason is because they are God's chosen people, and the enemy has set the Jews as their target of persecution. The Jews here who are saved are ministering to the Gentiles who have accepted Christ and don't quite understand this deal of going through struggles and understanding persecution as a part of the process of being saved. One of the things that believers have got to understand, if you are blood bought and blood washed, that you then become a person of interest on Satan's hiss list. when you are on Satan's hit list, he does everything he can to make every day you live the worst day of your life. But if you know the God in whom you serve is able to do anything but fail, you will know whatever you're going through is only a test. I don't want to keep you long, so I want to kind of deal with this topically and not textually or expositorily or expositionally, because it's so laden with so many principles. And as I walk through this verse and touch a little bit of the next verse, I just want to spotlight and highlight some things to share, to encourage you. The first word he starts off with in the verse says, beloved. Now, beloved is a term of endearment. It is a term of exclusive inclusion. It literally means that you belong to the holy and royal family of God. Now, this is a Jew talking to a Gentile who's both been saved by Christ. And so when he says, beloved, he wants the Jew or the Gentile to understand that not as a Jew is he speaking, but as a Christian to another Christian. Listen at what he says. Beloved, think it not strange. Now, before I move on before or from beloved, the first thing I need to tell you about beloved suggests that when the Gentiles hear the word beloved, it means that they are approved. Somebody say approved. There's nothing more than approval when you are a part of something. It's nothing more than knowing that you are approved as you walk into a newness of life, that God loves you, that God is watching over you, that God is protecting you. It's nothing like knowing that you are here on an approved basis. So when he moves on to the next part, he brings out something again that's very important as it relates to the persecution of the Christian believer. He deals with something that Christians deal with every day. And these three things make up the annoyances of the enemy. Every day, the enemy does little things to annoy you. And you might not think there's no big thing about annoyances, but how many of you know that the Bible says it's the little foxes that destroy the vines? It's the little annoyances that can get under your skin and aggravate your last nerve. It's little annoyances that can make you lose your focus and make you say things and think things and do things that God isn't pleased with. You've got to watch how the enemy uses annoyances to get next to you. But not only does he use his annoyances, but he uses animosity to get. He ups his game, if you don't mind. And he brings animosity to the believing believers, again, to rip them and strip them of their close walk and fellowship